aboard for Box Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people. Thanks to the makers of
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Tonight, Box Pop travels to the Army's McCloskey General Hospital at Temple, Texas, for its 205th service broadcast. And here are your two Box Poppers, Parks Johnson and Warren Hull. Come in, Temple, Texas.
This is Parks Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull. Tonight at McCloskey General Hospital, we're in Red Cross Theater Number 1, which is jammed with wounded soldiers who have been fighting in every combat area for you and for me.
Many of the more than 3,000 wounded men in McCloskey can't leave their beds, but they're tuned in, listening just the same as you are. And you men listening, remember, this is your program, too.
McCloskey General Hospital, with Brigadier General James A. Bethay commanding, specializes on amputations, neurosurgery, and orthopedic work. And there are men here for treatment who were in Germany last week.
Yes, sir. McCloskey is filled with men who have lost one or more of their limbs, but it will take more than that to stop you, won't it, fellas, huh? Well, it's time to get going. Come on, Warren. Who's that lively, smiling chap you got with you, huh? Come on.
Well, he's not very big, not very old. He's on crutches most of the time, but that doesn't even slow him down much. He sure gets around. From Chicago, Private Irwin Chuckerman.
Just a minute, Warren. If you please, I'm going to stop you right there. I mean, you really hurt me to the quick. It's... PFC, Chuckerman.
Oh, I beg your pardon. PFC. Yeah.
Do it again, please.
Hey, Chuck, I just want to ask you one thing. Are
sure
you going back to finish high school when you get out of the
Army? Let's watch that up, fella. No, Warren, I hope to go back to school, but not high school, for God's sakes. I mean, I want to go out to college.
I see. Well, we didn't think you were that old. Now you're a veteran, aren't you?
Oh, show her.
Say, what sort of an outfit were you in?
I was in a minesweeping outfit, Warren.
I thought they were all in the Navy.
No. You got that wrong, Warren. Well, actually, we were mine layers, but since we were doing more sweeping than laying, we hence get the name minesweepers.
Mm-hmm. You were worked right up front then, huh?
Oh, sure. Right in front of an old blood and guts, you know.
Oh, you mean with the Third Army, huh?
That's right, Warren.
Well, if you stayed out in front of him, you kept moving pretty fast.
Yeah, he kept after us to keep us moving.
Well, you had the toughest, most dangerous job out there, didn't you?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Seriously, Warren, I really thought I had a racket compared to those frontline riflemen, because I really tip my hat to those Joes. They're really okay. And they're tops in my language, and as far as I go, I was second rate to them, strictly.
That, going from a minesweeper, coming from a minesweeper, that's really something. What got you out there?
Well, it was a shoe mine, Warren.
What's that?
Well, it's a little box mine. It contains about a half a pound of explosive, and, well, when it goes off, there goes your shoe.
Chuck, sort of, it's hard to follow that up, the way you put it. Do you remember what happened?
Well, it was quite memorable, and I think I can recite it to you, Warren. We were trailing along, and I was in my usual snafu position of leading the detectors, and evidently the lieutenant was not satisfied with the amount of mines we were picking up, so I picked up one with my foot for him, see? And, well, the next minute I knew, I was spinning through air with the greatest of ease, and I landed on my rumble seat, and...
Yeah? And
I heard fellas yelling, and pretty soon they came over to me, and... Well, I guess I had gone out. I stepped on a mine. At first, I didn't think so. I heard a fellow moaning next to me, and I thought he might have. And then I looked down, and I saw what happened. But he was moaning quite loud, and he thought he was blind, Warren. And he told me, he says, I have something in my eyes I can't see. And I assured him that I had the same thing in mine. I couldn't see him, and it relieved him pretty much. Mm-hmm. And he was pretty well settled after that.
Well, did all of your fellows, the fellows in your squad, come over?
I want to tell you, Warren, they did a great job, and I'll never be able to thank them too much. They were right in there on the beam. I mean, this old medic, he says, hey, fellas, can I get in there? And they wouldn't even let him get in there at all. I mean,
yeah.
They really shoved him out of the way. Some fellas said, shove off, trombone, we'll take care of the kid. And
you mean they all worked on you?
They really all worked on me. I had pills going down with me with water and tourniquets applying my neck, leg, and everywhere else. I just couldn't break away. And they were really great. I mean, my outfit, they're a bunch of Maldwin characters, and boy, anything from those guys just wasn't too much.
Well, they sound like a swell bunch of fellows, though.
Well, they're really wonderful, Warren. I'm telling you, they were really on the beam with me, and I'll never forget it as long as I live.
You have any idea where they are now?
Well, I believe they're right up there with, I'll call them Lieutenant General George S. Patton.
we know that they miss you, Chuck. Chuck, how did your parents take it when they found out about your foot?
Well, I think they took it swell, Warren. I want to say that my dad visited me down here in the hospital, and when he first saw me, he really took it like a real soldier. I mean, he sort of choked up. He just shook my hand there for a while, but in a minute or two, he was just his old bubbling self, and we really had quite a time. Fact is, the first day there, Dad gets in a poker game, and boy, did they take him to camp.
That's wonderful.
I thought I was going to have to give him train fare back, but he managed to get back.
That's grand. And your mother, has she seen you?
No, she hasn't, Warren. She hasn't seen me since I left for overseas, but I'm hoping one of these days to get back, and I'm sure I'll be able to see her. And
well, she's mighty proud of you and all that. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much.
You're entirely welcome, Warren.
Folks, we want to say there is a wonderful picture of what our young men are like, overseas and here, their spirit and everything. Chuck, so that you won't forget us, Bromo Seltzer has for you a Packard electric razor. You do have to shave once a week or so, I guess.
I hope so.
And a matched set of luggage, two bags, one a two-suiter, the other sort of a weekender. They're both bound in fine leather. Now, you think you might use them to go up home and see your mother, huh?
I hope so, Warren. I want to tell you, I'm strictly overwhelmed. The hospitality shown by your people was really wonderful, and I'll never be able to forget it. Thanks a million. Well,
now, wait just a minute. We know, actually, that you can't go up to Chicago right away to see your mother, so we did the next best thing. Here she is, right here, Mrs. William Chuckerman. There is a bear hug.
Tell me about that, Warren.
No, we didn't tell you about it.
Our greatest thrill. We're both overwhelmed.
Mrs. Chuckerman, does he look swell?
Oh, he looks fine. I'm very happy to see him.
Oh, fine. Now, do you want to go back stage there and you just go ahead and talk to your heart's content? All right. And it's so nice. We're really thrilled, Mrs. Chuckerman, that you could come down.
It's a pleasure. I appreciate it.
All right, Fox.
Well, fella, we're next, but after that, come here.
Come on over here, brother. You hang on to me and I'll hang on to you. If everybody's mom could come down here, but that's just, she represents the moms of all you fellas here, and we knew you'd take it that way, and we know the moms back home are happy about it. Well, folks, you know what's in a man shows up when the going gets tough, and it hasn't been easy for this next soldier. You see, he was one of our infantry rangers, and his wounds have kept him here at McCloskey General Hospital for the past 18 months. Most of you men out there know him, and we want the folks listening to know him. He's from Heber Springs, Arkansas. He's great, big, friendly Sergeant Ewing W. Mays.
Hi, Sarge. Hi,
Sergeant, you married?
Do I have to answer that in front of all these good-looking girls?
All right. That means you're not. How about it? Have you got a best girl somewhere?
Well, it's like this. You know, God, I love them all.
You love them all. Say, who's back home? Is your mother back home?
Yes, Ben? She is.
Mm-hmm. I hope she's listening. We let her know that you were going to get on. Say, what Ranger Battalion you in?
I was in the 3rd Ranger Battalion.
Pretty tough outfit?
Pretty rugged. All the thing about it was that our training was worse than our fighting.
Really? I've heard that so.
Pretty rough.
The Rangers yet, McCloskey?
I believe there's one.
There's one. Well, I don't guess you guys have had any of these parties thrown for you downtown like the rest of the outfits, have you?
No, they maybe don't recognize us or something.
No? Well, is there anything you can do about it?
Well, we tried to maybe get together with these here cloth soldiers.
What's a cloth soldier?
That's a paratrooper.
Oh,
We call them...
Any of you guys out there?
We call them cloth soldier because they wear silk in the battle.
Well, you and the paratroopers ought to get together and get on down there and have a party. I know. Where were you wounded?
In Sicily.
Uh-huh.
Messina.
Pretty tough?
Well, it was kind of hot at the time.
Was that where you left both your legs?
I believe it was, but I'm not going back to look.
No.
Sort of sounds you like it here, Sarge.
Well, I love it here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Say, tell me this. Have you used your artificial legs yet?
Yes, I have. I had them in June, July, and August of 44.
What'd you do with them? What'd you find out you could do with them?
What do you do with yours?
Well, I play a little golf about once every couple of years.
I did that.
Really?
I sure did.
How much of it did you play?
9 holes, period.
9 holes. Get along all right with it?
Fine.
Well, occasionally with mine, I ride a horse.
I did that, too. One horse.
One horse. Sorry. I drive a car when I can get some gas.
I did that.
You mean with those legs, huh?
Some other fellow's gas.
And it's been 10 years since I danced any.
Well, it's only been about 5 months since I danced, but...
Could you handle those legs all right, sure enough, Sergeant?
She didn't seem to think so.
Oh, she didn't. Now we're getting around to that again. So what do you do around the hospital here to keep yourself busy in between operations?
Well, I mix and mingle with some of the fellows that's new, just came back from overseas, and talk to them, ask them what they'd like to know. If anything I can tell them, we hold a little session, which is...
Yeah.
In the Army, you know.
I know. Yeah, okay.
I do odds and ends around the ward and going to the movies and things. I find it quite... musing around here.
I know this, that any guy that's just come back, any fellow that's just come back from overseas, when he meets an old-timer like you and you tell him what the score is, he believes you. Hmm?
Some of them, it encourage him, Gray.
Even if he knows you're a Ranger. Hmm? So it's a lot of fun having you on. I know your folks back home have been happy to have heard you this afternoon, but not, well, maybe we're just as happy as they are. Now, a couple of things from Bromo Seltzer. First, for that mother that right off the bat you were thinking about, we've got a pre-war pin-grain seal case. Inside of it is a set of Hofford's pre-war shears and scissors that any woman would be delighted to have. And for you, we've got a beautiful tone table model combination radio record player and phonograph. Can you use it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you a lot, Sergeant Edmund Mays. Now, here's still another Bromo Seltzer success story told by Paul Brentson.
Yes, Fox, and this story might be entitled Our Friend the Druggist. For Mrs. F. McTavish of Toronto, Canada, tells us...
I simply had to go to work one night, although I'd had an ordinary headache all day. I found that I was out of Bromo Seltzer, so I phoned our druggist...
A bottle of Bromo Seltzer, Mrs. McTavish? I'll send it right over.
I took Bromo Seltzer as directed, and just a little while, I began to feel more like myself again, able to go to work after all. Now I always keep a bottle of Bromo Seltzer handy. It acts so quickly...
Well, there's a story with a happy ending. And friends, you can find welcome relief from common headache misery, too, with Bromo Seltzer's quick three-way action. Bromo Seltzer helps relieve common headache pain, helps calm upset stomach, and soothe frazzled nerves that may accompany such a headache. A product of the Emerson Drug Company, Bromo Seltzer comes in four popular sizes. Get a bottle of Bromo Seltzer from your druggist tonight. Then you're set to...
fight headache! Bromo Seltzer.
Good going, Paul Brentson, and a good old Bromo Seltzer train. Now, folks, back at McCloskey General Hospital, and while rambling through the miles of corridors and dozens of buildings that make up this huge place, we met a most interesting man. In the Chinese Air Force since 1940, his back was severely injured when he was shot down by the Japs. After his treatment here, he will receive more training as a bomber pilot. From our great and good neighbor, China, Lieutenant Peng Po Chen. Lieutenant, you've never spoken over the microphone before.
Yeah.
You have?
No. I've been fighting with them for 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember what it was like in China, that is, before the war started?
Oh, before the war, China's pretty nice. Especially along the coastline, we have the nice city and nice factories there. Mm-hmm. And railways.
You liked it then?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. What did you do? Were you in school or what?
I was studying in Hong Kong King's College. Mm-hmm.
And your family, what did they do?
My father was selling the medicines in Hong Kong. Selling the Up John's product. I mean the cauliflower oil Port of Pearls.
You mean selling Upjohn products, cod liver oil?
American medicine.
Well, what do you know? Well, that brings us very close, cod liver oil.
Yeah.
Do you, Lieutenant Peng, do you think the United States and China, speaking of being very close, do you think that we'll always get along well?
Sure. As far as I can remember, no? Our country have a long-standing friendship with your country.
Mm-hmm. And it'll keep on that way, won't it?
Sure.
Is your family still over there in China?
Yeah. My wife is in Free China. Mm-hmm. But my mother and my younger sister, my younger brother, still in Hong Kong. I don't know whether they have been killed by the Japs or not. I haven't seen them for 8 years now, since I joined the army.
You fought the Japs for a long time. Do you think that you will continue fighting them for a long time?
Sure, I'll fight with them until my last weapon is disarmed.
Till your last weapon is disarmed?
Sure. I never forget them. They're actually wild animals.
Mm-hmm. You have reason to feel that way, don't you?
Yeah.
You like it when you hear the news of the B-29s bombing Tokyo?
Yeah, you make me very excited. Very excited.
It does. Well, we know you're eager to get out of here and that you want to get back in the fight, don't you?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. After the war, what do you wish to do in your country?
I intend to build up a factory in China, mm-hmm. manufacturing factory. Because after war, China needs development, reconstruction of our country.
Surely. And you're our friends, and we hope that we can help you.
Thank you.
And thank you, Lieutenant Peng, for being with us. And we hope sometime that we can visit with you in China someday.
I hope to see you in China, too.
Good. You know, with us on Vox Pop, would you like that?
Yeah.
Good. You take that home and play it to your children?
Sure, I'll bring it back to China and play it in the radio station.
You're going to play it on a radio station?
Sure.
Good. Well, maybe after the war, you can sell some bromo seltzer as well as cod liver oil. Say, for the regular gifts from bromo seltzer, we know you would like most of all a contribution to the Chinese war relief, so we're sending them a check for you. But we want you to have some souvenir of Vox Pop, so here is a Croton Aquamatic Waterproof Shockproof Non-Magnetic Self-Winding Serviceman's Wristwatch. I think you'll like that. Will you not, Lieutenant Payne?
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
I have the great pleasure to speak to our American ally.
Thank you, Lieutenant Payne. Okay, bye.
That was wonderful, and I just want to say to you mothers and fathers and wives who've got men here at McCloskey General Hospital that it's just like every other Army hospital we visited, and we visited a lot of them. They are really getting marvelous care. The best of everything is here for these fellows. In chatting with this sergeant yesterday, it occurred to me that it would be interesting to hear him tell us a little bit about part of an infantryman's day up front under fire. Now, he's tall, he's dark. I'm not going to say handsome, but he is not gruesome either. Very likable fellow. He's single, and he's a Texan. He was with the 103rd Division, and he fought in General Patch's 7th Army until a machine gun got him in the Ardennes. Folks, from Vernon, Texas, Sergeant Edward T. Smith.
Hi.
Ed, have you got a nickname, or they just call you Ed?
Well, Smith, mostly.
Smith, huh?
That's right.
All right, Smitty. Who's back home in Vernon?
Oh, my nice family, my mother and two sisters.
Yeah? Are you the only one in the family in uniform?
No, I have a brother in Longview General Hospital, Harmon, rather.
Uh-huh.
He was shot in the same leg I was.
Is that right? The left leg, huh?
Left leg.
Well, he wasn't in your outfit.
No, he was with the 2nd Division.
I see.
He came across from England.
There's a 2nd Division man back there right now. Say, have you happened to hear Vox Pop before?
Well, I heard it one night... As we left Marseille, coming back stateside, the first rumor we heard aboard was that we were to be on the Vox Pop program if we could get to the States on the 26th.
You were on that ship that we intended to broadcast
right
from, but you were late, huh?
That's right, to Blanche F. Sigmund.
Yeah?
But we docked just 24 hours late.
Right after the wisteria that
that's
we
right.
did. Well,
we heard your program. We were still a few miles out, but we heard your program from the wisteria.
Oh, boy. We were looking for you.
Oh, we were wanting to be there, too.
Say, Sergeant, let's talk about an infantry company in combat, and let's take it the day that you were hit, and let's talk about your buddies a little bit. What was the situation that day?
Well, we were sitting up on the hill waiting to push off in the attacks, and as all these guys out here can vouch about those 88s, they started coming in. They were gruesome.
You mean the gentlemen spotted you and let you have it?
That's right. They saw us on this hill. We were digging in. So they started bringing this artillery in on us.
Mm-hmm. Were you in a foxhole?
No, I dug a foxhole, but just when that first round came in, I decided that wasn't a place for me to be. So I got out of that foxhole, but quick.
Yeah.
I just took my chances standing behind a tree.
Yeah. Say, was that your first action?
Well, we'd had a few little skirmishes.
Yeah, but that's the first artillery?
No, I'd been under artillery before.
They tell me artillery is what makes a man a veteran, isn't it?
One round, and you're a veteran.
You got a lot of support back there. Well, let's go on from there. Did the barrage hurt your company much?
Well, it tore us up pretty badly, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
I think most of our company were casualties, either killed or wounded. There weren't over, I'd say, a dozen of us left.
You had several buddies around, though. They were all right, huh?
Oh, I had several buddies. I lost buddies.
Can you think of one in particular?
Well, my particular buddy was this Theodore Collins from South Boston, Virginia.
Yeah?
Bugs, I call him.
Bugs Collins.
Yeah, he was right there with me all the while. Yeah,
was he there with you when you were wounded?
Yes, sir. I was, after the barrage was lifted, the Germans counterattacked the hill, and we who could still move about drove them off the hill. And Bugs and I were out to get a few extra on account of losing two or three of our buddies.
Yeah. And they got you.
All in contradiction to the manual, I stood up right on the bluff. I was silhouetted for miles around.
You thought so you got them all, huh?
Yeah, we thought there weren't any left, so those Germans opened up on us with a machine gun. That's the worst that got me.
Down you went, huh?
Oh, I went down.
Say, time's slipping here, but I know this from reading your file on you upstairs, that you fell, and if about 2 hours you were there, and Bugs crawled back up the hill, although he was wounded by shrapnel, to get a litter and come back and get you.
That's right, sir.
But that you didn't wait for him. After about an hour or so, you pulled yourself up hand over hand from bush to bush. And later you found that Bugs had come back down to get you. Is that right?
Yes, sir. He came back despite his wounds to get me, but I'd been evacuated in the meanwhile.
Well, I hope you run into Bugs again sometime pretty soon.
I hope Bugs
makes it all right all the way through. And now from good old Bromo Seltzer, two things that I think you're going to like a lot. First is that rare thing, hard to get, a Parker 51 pen. Can you use that?
I didn't know they made those.
Yes, sir, and there it is right there. Now, wait a minute.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Then here's something that we know that you've been wanting. In that heavy leather case that Dave has there is a fine camera. It's a professional job using both film pack and sheet film. And it's got a fast Zeiss lens.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You like it? By the way, before you pass on, after the war, what do you want most, Sergeant?
Well, after the war, Mr. Johnson, I want to get me a big Morris chair and a good dog and a beautiful woman, and I just want to settle down. And
well,
I want to settle down and just watch the world go by.
Well, your buddy's been telling me that you've been saying that around here for months, so we went out and took a chance, and we brought you, just so as to bridge the gap, this tiny little easy chair there, just to help you out. And then we got you a cute little stuffed dog there. And now, wait a minute. And as for the girl, of course, well, now let's see. Here are four beautiful young ladies from Mary Hardin Baylor College who would like to meet you. There's Joyce Long, Joy Bastoni, Joy Agee, and Rosalie Shorty. Now, we don't mean to suggest anything, but hi, isn't he a pretty good-looking fellow, girls?
Oh, yes, he certainly is.
Oh, boy.
He really is.
How about it over there?
He really is.
Who's talking? Who's which is which?
This is Joy Agee from Fort Worth.
Well, Joy, now then, Bill, any last thing you want to say? He can't
say.
All right. Thank you a lot, old fella. Thank you a lot, girls, from the Mary Hardin Baylor College. Thank you a lot. Now, before anything else happens, I want to say, fellas, that we ran into about, oh, Lord, I don't know, 100 yards of track and about four or five good electric engines and a whole lot of several trains, complete about four sets of electric trains, which we've had shipped down here. And any of you guys are no more grown up than I am. I hope you have a lot of fun playing with it around here. And now, time out for some comments on Brighter Spring House Cleaning from Paul Brentson.
It's a rare woman who can take spring house cleaning with a smile. But nothing so bad that it couldn't be worse, as they say. So pity the unhappy housewife who faces cleaning day with the unwanted hindrance of a common headache. With those common headache pains, upset stomach and frazzled nerves may gang up to make her misery complete. Then enter Bromo Seltzer. a fast-acting product with a threefold purpose. Quickly, Bromo-Seltzer helps bring relief from aching head, stomach, and nerves. Quickly, Bromo-Seltzer helps you feel three ways better. You can take Bromo-Seltzer after it settles or while it's still fizzing. Caution, use only as directed. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor. But for common headache relief, don't be satisfied with single-acting aids. Turn to time-tested Bromo-Seltzer, the three-way fast relief from ordinary headache. A product of the Emerson Drug Company, Bromo-Seltzer comes in four popular sizes. Buy a bottle of Bromo-Seltzer from your druggist tonight. Prepare now to...
fight headache three ways! Bromo-Seltzer, 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 Bromo-Seltzer.
Once more at McCloskey General Hospital. Folks, 3 years ago today, April 9th, Bataan fell. Then Corregidor and Fort Hughes. This young man was taken from there to Cabanatuan Prison. Now, thanks to the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Marines, all those fellows who fought their way back, and to the six Rangers who went and rescued him, he's recovering from the long horrors of being a guest of the Japs. From Marlin, Texas, a former Texas A&M man, Lieutenant Clifton Chamberlain.
Hey, Foster, Clip.
I suppose you think you're just about the luckiest man in the world, don't you?
You have to be pretty lucky, Warren, to live 33 months in a Jap prison camp.
Lucky and a tough Texan, too.
I hope so.
You've had some pretty good care since leaving there, haven't you?
Oh, it's really been swell, Warren. Everywhere I've been, everyone has given us the best of care. Even on the boat coming back, they changed the menu so we wouldn't have to eat rice.
I suppose you never want to see rice again.
Never again, Warren.
Well, I thought that you were able to grow food there at Cabanatuan, all you needed for your use.
Yes, we had quite a large farm there, Warren. The only thing, the Japs gave us a certain amount of food. No matter how much we raised, we got only a certain amount. We watched a lot of food rot in the fields because they wouldn't give it to us.
And a little more would have made a big difference.
A little more would have made a great difference, Warren. We received our first Red Cross packages in January of 1943. In February, we celebrated the first deathless day in camp. Until that time, 30, 40, or 50 men a day had been dying. We used to sit around and say, well, 40 men died today. We've got 4,000 in camp. A little over 3 months, there won't be anybody left. But thanks to the Red Cross and medicines and food, we finally made it.
And the good Lord.
You're right there.
How did they take you to Cabanatuan after Fort Hughes fell?
We were put on a prison ship, Warren. There were about 5,000 of us on two small ships. We stayed on those ships all one day, that night, and the next day. We were taken to Manila. And we were loaded onto small ships, made to jump off in the water, and march about 15 miles through Manila. They liked to shore us off to the Filipinos and the rest of the Japanese soldiers. We call that the humiliation march through Manila.
One more thing. The time is fleeting here. One more thing I'd like to ask you, Lieutenant. Do you think that this country should go on a joyride when Germany's finally knocked out?
It'll be a great mistake, Warren. I think quite often of what the little Jap colonel said when we first got to Cabanatuan. Says, we're going to fight you for 100 years. As long as I live, my son and his son are going to fight the United States. And it looks like they're going to do it. They're going to be pretty hard to get out of there. We've got to fight them.
Well, we should all remember your words, Lieutenant, and what Lieutenant Chen said, too. You know the Japs the hard way. And we've got to run along now, but first, your Bromo-Seltzer guest. We're glad for you that you're home again and happy to know that you're going to be married this month to the girl who waited for you all that time. Bromo-Seltzer has for you this handsome wallet of black English Morocco leather. In it is $2 for the license. And as a sort of wedding present to you in the future, Mrs. C, here's a graceful sterling silver salad bowl with sterling salad fork and spoon to complete the set. We wish you much happiness, Lieutenant Clifton Chamberlain.
Thank you, Warren.
Well, fellows, we've enjoyed every minute with you this weekend. It's always an inspiration to be with real men, men who've done things.
Next week, Vox Pop moves to Bergstrom Field, Austin, Texas, where we'll find plenty of excitement.
Troop Carrier Command, Austin, Texas, Bergstrom Field. Tune in next Monday night to Vox Pop. Good night, everybody.
So long, every folk.
Good. Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America, next Monday night, same time, same station, when Parks and Warren visit men of the Troop Carrier Command, Bergstrom Field, Austin, Texas. But remember...
fight headache three ways. Bromo-Seltzer.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.